Everything is better. The world outside can disappear. I'm alright knowing you're beside me. Take my hand and we'll grow.
Isn't she terrific? I've been a fan of Katie Curtis for a long, long time. And this is J.D. Doyle. And I opened part two of Out Radio with a new song by her called When You Find Love. Next up is San Francisco artist Jeb Havens doing a very nice cover of the Kacey Musgraves song, Merry-Go-Round.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And even if you don't believe, come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. Daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. We get bored, so we get married. Just like dust, we settle in this town. On this broken merry-go-round and round and round we go. Where it stops, nobody knows. But it ain't slowing down, this merry-go-round. We think the first time's good enough, so we hold on to high school love, saying we won't end up like our parents. Tiny little boxes in a row, ain't what you want, it's what you know. Happy in the shoes you're wearing. Same checks we're always cashing, to buy a little more distraction. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. Daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. We get bored, so we get married. Just like dust, we settle in this town. On this broken merry-go-round and round and round we go. Where it stops, nobody knows. but it ain't slowing down. Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jack burned out on booze and pills. Mary had a little lamb. Mary just don't give a damn no more.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood, who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant wood, who can say if I have been changed for the better? But I do believe we have been changed for the better. And because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
That was, I think, a very nice set of covers. As I told you, Jeb Havens started it off. Then the Fleetwood Mac song Dreams was done by Australian artist Jenny Biddle. Finally, Christian singer Justin Ryan brought his wonderful voice to the song For Good from the musical Wicked. Here's an artist just going by the name Eris, and he's got several mixes of his song Light to Dark. As I often do, I chose the acoustic one.
You gave me life, I took in too much of you, and now I'm blind, I've lost the sight of you. Your touch has made me such a fool. You're the end for me, I can't let you go. Loving you, baby, has broken my soul. And I still love you. You gave me life, you set me right. You took it away, you left me for dead. I still miss your smile, treasure those memories. Oh, If you'd call out to me, I'd be running your way. All I'm begging for's just a little respect. I'm crying for you, you're running away.
Cigarettes, desire. it won't happen overnight. Who cares when they catch up to you? Stay true to what's inside. So you can tell them, save the time, the hatred and the lies. Cause no one's gonna tell me who to love. Right now I'll raise my voice. If I had a choice, they'll get theirs from above. And I said, who gives a damn what you gotta say? I know who I am. I was made this way. Grab a bully by the horns, cast them all away. I know who I am. I am proud to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the middle of that set, the song The Bartender was by Carrie and the Hurricane out of Austin. And they were using the name Carrie and the Stonewall Riot, but it seems the web domain Stonewall Riot was already taken. So just mentioning that so you know it's the same act I've played on earlier shows. And lastly, that was Houston artist Sarah Golden singing Who Gives a Damn. Up next, two by an artist new to me named Katie Beth. From her CD Here I Am are Out Is the New In, and a cover of the Michael Jackson song, The Way You Make Me Feel.
You wanna tell me I'm wrong, that I can be who I am, but I don't fit in the box you're trying to put me in. You say it's all black and white, there ain't no gray in between. Who are you to say what's right, but then some changes come. Look at the
you'll love me forevermore. Swear I'm keeping you satisfied, 'cause you're the one for me. Way you're making me feel, really turning me up. You knock me over my feet now, babe. My lonely days are gone. My lonely days are gone. Give me some help. Come on, be my girl. Ain't nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business. Ain't nobody's business but mine and my babe.
the ocean, my Mardi Gras Valentine surprise.
Watched her from across the room, with her three kids in line since noon. The man put soup in all their bowls, a few green beans and a crusty roll. Her step rock solid, her head held high. They sat down and the meal went by. I sat down and we started to talk. She was going to work and they were gonna walk. May I offer you a ride? She said no, my kids need the exercise. She's a big bad Gina who's in control. When they walked away, I said real low, you are a goddess, you are an angel, you are a warrior like an Amazon princess. You are kindness, you fight the good fight, standing up tall and making it through the long night. Women we do not know, digging dry dirt for seeds they sow, carrying water in great big stacks across their shoulders and on their backs to nourish the earth and water the ground of their little garden safe and sound. 3 months later, a harvest feast complete with bread and roasted beast. No hungry mouths for miles around. Their loaves and fishes were profound. Jesus did it like a magic show, but these women made a garden grow. They are goddesses, they are angels, they are warriors like an Amazon princess. Oh, teach me to fight the good fight, how to knock down walls and make it through the long night. Looking for until I looked inside and found much more. I've got big strong arms and a heart full of love. I've got a wallet that's not empty and graced like a dove. I've got food on my table and clothes on my back. When I look at my life, I do not lack. I am everything I want, I am everything I need. I am 32 flavors, a giant indeed. Like Maya says, I'll cut my own path through. When I'm done, I'll come help you. Cause I'm a goddess, I'm an angel, I'm a warrior like an Amazon princess. Like a good fight, building bridges and making it through the long night. We are goddesses, we are angels,
we are angels,
we are warriors like an Amazon princess. And we work hard to fight the good fight, building bridges and making it through the long night.
That act is called Big Bad Gina, and if you see them live, like I got to do last month, I guarantee you will become a fan. I played Mardi Gras Valentine's Surprise from their most recent album, Shine Your Light, and then I could not resist going back to their 2010 CD for the title track, Amazon Warrior Princess. I quite like this next artist and was rooting for her on the 2010 season of American Idol, where she finished second. And I'm rooting more now that last December she released a single called Coming Out for Christmas, announcing at the same time that she is openly bisexual. Her second album came out last year called All That for This, and I chose the track till the whiskey's gone.
We're through with these pretty big blue eyes. You drank enough from my loving cup, and now you're telling me goodbye. But I ain't done, I ain't giving up. Ain't gonna let you pass me by. Just sit back down, have another round. This well ain't running dry. Oh, 'cause this ain't over till the whiskey's gone. This ain't over till I leave. Well, honey, if I brought you here, we had a drink or two. Maybe I could change your mind, 'cause I'm still in love with you. But you ain't drunk, I ain't giving up. I gotta get through to you. My glass may be half full, but I'm here's some music with a message, and a somewhat angry one. It's by John Valley from his CD, This House of Cookies, and is called We Were the Hunted Then.
I want to, I want to, I want to tell you a story. I want to, I want to, I want to tell you a story about a young boy lost in the dark. Hey! My best friend back in high school used to sit from time to time. Things like all fags ought to have their wigwams cut off and or be sent to an island. Hey! I was not amused, but I was still too confused to stand up and say anything. There's a magazine 86. Oh Lord, what a complication that could bring to a high school boy of a certain type. Not that I knew who I was,
not that those feelings were right, right.
Your makeup
will make you
suffer in the fires of hell for a period of time that cannot be defined, cause it never ends. When to be known as one or suspected as one was to be an outcast of the highest degree, to be ridiculed in the halls, pushed and threatened without much help. It would be safe to be betting.
Hey,
you're not very bloody likely to reveal the secret that has protected you. You're in no rush to tell anyone. Sometimes you'll bury your own soul. The world was not wired. That salvo had not been fired. This was years before Will and Grace or the Book of the Fish.
Hunted! Hunted! Hunted!
We were cut off from each other.
Our sisters, our brothers.
Isolated and unaware that there were others out there.
Hunted! Hunted! Hunted!
And always the dogs barking in the distance. Always. Always searching. Always tracking, always hunting. Even when you had suspected that you had just stared into a sympathetic pair of eyes, you must realize that to reach out across the void is to lower your defenses, and to do so felt like taking leave of your senses, because it was a line not be uncrossed, and so we let the moment expire. Dogs barking in the distance.
Faggot, faggot.
Dogs barking in the distance.
Are you just a little faggot, aren't you?
Dogs barking in the distance, little sissy.
We were the hated. We were the feared. We were the misunderstood. We were the hunted.
We were just kids. We were just people, alone in the dark, all alone in the dark.
No, 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 no.
I was no saint, and my best friend was no sinner.
In the game of casting stones, there's so seldom a winner.
You just gotta learn to let go. There's been a change of heart. Cause we all get brainwashed in our own ways. And according to the days we're assigned, go ahead, I dare you. Cast that first stone.
If I was before my time, if I'm better after my time, for the first time. There's still many miles to go, especially around the globe.
There's been hills along the way, of which I was not one.
Who broke down the stone walls that will not be undone.
So out into the open, the hushed good run. I hope and pray before all is said and done.
We'll stand around the forest fire forever put out, and in the cool down ashes we'll sing and dance and shout. We were the hunted then. Tonight our place back when. Oh, but never, oh, never.
3 hours in my company. No one's ever been in love with me. No one's ever cared and been sincere. No one's ever kissed and called me nothing. Asked me nothing, whispered in my ear. No one's ever cared and been sincere. Left me to return to me bawling, come back crawling on the hands and knees. No one's ever been in love with me. No one's ever given up their heart. No one's ever wanted to be near me and disappear before it even starts. No one's ever given up their heart. Ripped apart from my infidelities. No one's ever made me their obsession. Worldly possessions, everything to me. No one's ever up and left the lover, significant other, lost the religion, joined the opposition. Bit Harry Carey, told the military, ready and willing to jump off a building. No one is chilling free, just for me.
That was my friend Scott Free, and I went back to his 2004 CD, They Call Me Mr. Free, for one of my many favorites by him, The Muffin Song. This is J.D. Doyle for Out Radio, and I thank you for tuning in. And I made, I think, an obvious choice for my closing song. And that it's a 10-minute track didn't make me hesitate at all, as it's brilliant. Dublin drag performer Panty Bliss is an institution in Ireland, and whatever prominence she already had, well, this year she eclipsed it many times over. And she did it by giving a speech on homophobia at the end of a show in February. As they say, it went viral, with 500,000 views already, getting attention around the world, including that of the Pet Shop Boys, who produced a remix of the speech with a music track behind it. The speech has been titled, Oppressive, the Best Gay Possible. I think she's an instant hero. Here's Panty Bliss.
As they go by and shout fag and throw a milk carton at you. Now, it doesn't really hurt. I mean, after all, it's just a wet carton. And anyways, they're right. I am a fag. But it feels oppressive. And when it really does hurt is afterwards, because it's afterwards that then I wonder and worry and obsess over what was it about me. I mean, what did they see in me? What was it that gave me away? And I hate myself for wondering that. It feels oppressive, and the next time that I'm standing at a pedestrian crossing, I hate myself for it, but I check myself to see what is it about me that gives the gay away. And I check myself to make sure that I'm not doing it this time. About you, about what kind of person you are, about whether or not you're capable of being a good parent, about whether you want to destroy marriage, about whether or not you're safe around children, about, you know, whether or not God herself thinks you're an abomination, about whether in fact maybe you are intrinsically disordered. And even that nice TV presenter lady, you feel is like almost a friend because you see her being nice on TV all the time. Even she thinks it's perfectly okay that they're all having this reasoned debate about you and about who you are and about what rights you deserve or don't deserve. And that feels oppressive. Train with one of your best gay friends, and inside a tiny part of you is cringing because he is being so gay, and you find yourself trying to compensate for his gayness by butching up a little, or by trying to steer the conversation onto safer, straighter territory. And this is you who has spent the last 35 years of your life trying to be the best gay possible. And yet there is still this small part of you that is embarrassed by his game. And I hate myself for that. And that feels oppressive. Have you ever gone into your favorite neighborhood cafe with the paper that you buy every day? And you open it up and inside is a 500-word opinion, written by nice middle-class woman, the kind of woman who probably gives to charity, the kind of woman who you would be totally happy to leave your children with. And she is arguing so reasonably about whether or not you should be treated less than everybody else, arguing that you should be given fewer rights than everybody else. And when you read that, and then the woman at the next table gets up and excuses herself to squeeze by you and smile at you, and smile back and nod and say no problem. And inside you wonder to yourself, does she think that about me too? And that feels oppressive. And you go outside and you stand up at the pedestrian crossing and you check yourself, and I hate myself for that. Have you ever turned on the computer and you see videos of people who are just like you in countries that are far away and countries that are not far away at all, and they are being imprisoned and beaten and tortured and murdered and executed because they are just like you. And that feels oppressive. Three weeks ago, I was on the television, and I said that I believe that people who actively campaign for gay people to be treated less or treated differently are, in my gay opinion, homophobic. And for the last 3 weeks, I have been lectured to by heterosexual people about what homophobia is and about who is allowed to identify it. Straight people have lined up ministers, senators, barristers, journalists have lined up to tell me what homophobia is and to tell me what I am allowed to feel oppressed by. People who have never experienced homophobia in their lives, people who have never checked themselves at a pedestrian crossing, have told me that unless I am being thrown into prison or herded onto a Catholic truck, then it is not homophobia. And that feels oppressive. Available to gay people, which is a spectacular and neat Orwellian trick, because now it turns out that victims of homophobia, homophobes, are the victims of homophobia.